The sea ice is gone. The Port of Nome is open, and today marks the first docking of the 2014 season, a research vessel called the Norseman II. The ship will dock for fuel and crew changes and be followed this weekend by a tugboat and two barges.
That's a few weeks earlier than we've received boats, or about a week earlier than we've received boats in the past.
That's Lucas Stotz, the Nome Harbor Master. He says the barges are carrying construction equipment, vehicles, and other cargo. And Stotz says with the season beginning earlier, cargo carriers and construction companies are pushing up their arrival dates by up to 2 weeks. And traffic is expected to be higher than past years, even from last year's 449 dockings.
Every year we anticipate more and more traffic than the following, typically, and that's kind of the way it's been going traditionally.
With the port opening early, port projects are also getting underway, including fender and ladder replacements, as well as safety light installations for the small boat harbor. One area not anticipating growth is the number of offshore gold dredges. While the numbers may not grow, Stotz says the vessels themselves will, with many smaller vessels scaling up.
So instead of seeing, you know, one 40-foot dredge, we'll have, you know, upwards of 100 to 120-foot barge.
The early port season is due in part to an early breakup. Becky Leggett is a sea ice analyst with the National Weather Service Sea Ice Program. She says the ice went out sooner in the Norton Sound than it had in the past 3 years.
If you go due south from Nome right now, it's all sea ice-free conditions. If you're north of St. Lawrence Island and west of Nome, there's a whole bunch of ice floes.
Leggett says that the warming spell in January and February kept sea ice from getting thick, which led to an earlier melt.